A prayer for gridlock. Loving God, first, I confess my anger toward Congress. I confess my foul language when I listen to or watch the news. I confess my hate-filled thoughts toward particular politicians. Forgive me, loving God. Second, I pray for the politicians who are caught in the entrenched fight. I ask you to soften and ease the entrenchments. I ask you to provide a solution or solutions. And I pray for wisdom and peace for the national leaders. Hear my prayer, loving God. Third, I pray for the federal workers who are on furlough. I pray they might have something productive to do during this unexpected free time. I pray they might not simmer in anger and resentment for this forced downtime. I pray they might not overly worry or fret about the financial ramifications of the furlough. Hear my prayer, loving God. Fourth, I pray for others impacted by this government closure. I pray for those who might not receive their Social Security checks. I pray for those whose much-anticipated plans are disrupted by closed national parks and monuments. I pray for those who are working without guarantee of payment. Hear my prayer, loving God. Fifth, I pray for you to breathe your loving, gracious spirit onto this country and help all of us to breathe deeply of your love and compassion. I pray that you help us make amends with those we've argued with, cursed at, and maybe blocked or unfriended. I pray you will remind us that ultimately, our allegiance is to you. And our citizenship is in your kingdom. Hear my prayer, loving God. Amen.